This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Next Friday, the 13th of February, is the Northeast Radio Club general meeting. And we will be having a lecture by Paul, VK5SL. And it's all about NEC for antenna designs. And just so that you know, NEC is not the Nippon Electric Company, which makes consumer electronic goods. It is in fact the Numerical Electromagnetics Code for Antenna Modelling, which was developed in the 1970s at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and the usual refreshments will be available. And on Saturday the 21st of February, it will be the afternoon meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall. So get there at 2:30 p.m. for another enjoyable Northeast Radio Club activity. And on Sunday the 22nd of February, at 3:30 p.m. on the Houghton Repeater, VK5RHO, on 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz access tone, there will be the next lecture in the Northeast Radio Club Amateur Technical Segments, and this time the subject is submarines. And don't forget to come up at the callback afterwards. Well, that's all for this time. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Late last week, we were informed that new club member Tony had just received the great news that his new call sign had become official. Tony was lucky enough to be able to get his late father's call and is now on the air as VK5 Alpha Golf Echo. Tony's father is, unfortunately, a silent key and was VK3 AGE. Then, on Monday, Tony's XYL Rosie rang to inform me that she now has her call sign as well. Rosie will be on the air as VK5 Lima Tango Mike. We welcome both of these excellent club members onto the airwaves and hope that they will enjoy their newfound privileges. We would also like to thank Tim, VK5AV, for his fantastic work over many years in mentoring quite a few people and guiding them through the process of study and then sitting their exams. Tim has always been patient and thorough in his preparation of candidates for the various levels of licence, and he can pride himself on having an excellent success rate. Well done, Tim. Following on from some fairly long and drawn-out negotiations, Peter, VK5BE, has now almost completed the sale of our old club trailer. The trailer has been delivered to the buyer, which is another not-for-profit organisation, and all that remains is for payment to be made. We thank Peter for his efforts over a number of months in bringing this sale to fruition. We are expecting to hear from the organisers of this year's Generation Jazz event very shortly, with details on when their committee meetings will begin. We will, of course, have a club representative at these meetings in order to establish what is required of us this year. We will also be asking for the use of a golf buggy again this year, as it was a big help in getting some of our older members to their allocated pavilions or for running some of the many errands that are required during the event. We already have part of the team assembled and ready for action. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's Amateur Radio Experimenters Group news. First up this week, we wish to invite members and visitors to come along to our February presentation evening. David VK5KK and Ian VK5ZD will explain what it takes to become active on the 241 GHz band, as well as talk about their experiences setting the current Australian distance record. This really is taking amateur microwave experimentation to the extreme, given 241 GHz is the highest frequency amateur band allocated by the ITU. The meeting will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court in Fulham. Our doors will open at 7pm and the meeting will start at 7:30pm. For our remote and interstate members, the meeting will also be available via Zoom. Next, we have some good news to share regarding the VK5RWN D-Star repeater. This system has been suffering problems with a very old PC that it was driving in recent months. And earlier last year, work had begun on organising a replacement, which Ben, VK5BB, was hoping to see installed prior to becoming a silent key. Unfortunately, events overtook those plans, and it's taken some time for the new D-Star team to complete learning about the system, ready to attempt the computer transplant at the site. Finally, last weekend, we were able to swap the computers, resync the databases, and achieve an RF-to-internet connection through the new system. A huge thank you must be given to Charlie, VK5 Victor Charlie, and Darren, VK5 Alpha Delta Lima, as well as Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the work that went into what has been a successful transfer and upgrade of this computer. As of now, most services are back functioning, with only the XLX Interlink gateway currently still missing. There are plans to complete that installation in the next week or so, which should see VK5RWN D-Star fully restored to service. Finally, a word from our contesting subgroup. The first of our planning meetings for the John Moyle Field Day took place last Friday evening. The John Moyle contest is run on Saturday, March 21st and Sunday, March 22nd. We had an enthusiastic team come together and plan how we're going to approach the event as a HF multi-op multi-transmitter entry. We have a site available down on Hindmarsh Island and are already planning our off-grid power systems to support our effort. With the new rules this year, we would love to see even more clubs get involved from VK5 in particular. So how about it? Will we see the return of many VK5 clubs as portable stations in 2026? Let's hope we see you all on the air, either as clubs or even just as individuals, either portable or even from home stations. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and until next week, this has been Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.